The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, actress Shari Rigby shares how her role in the movie October Baby affected her deeply after having had her own abortion years ago.
It was that moment that I just sat there on the floor with him, and he just cradled me, and he held me, and it was just that moment he just said to me, "You've been forgiven. It's done. It's over."
Finding forgiveness, next on Life Today.
Thank you so much. You're kind, and thank you for welcoming us into your home or wherever you happen to be watching. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I have been told for some time, and it is really, really quite impactful, the movie October Baby might be one of the great, I would call, kingdom imprints or impacts on our planet at this time of anything perhaps that's been produced and that's gone into the theaters, and it's now available in DVD. And of course, I don't know if you understand much about the story, but it is the story of a woman who had an abortion, and actually there were two there, and one of them lived. Mm-hmm. And quite a story. And the actress in October Baby is Shari Rigby. She's been in a number of soap operas and other productions. She's a very gifted and beautiful actress. But the incredible thing is not only the phenomenal emotional display of what happened in this very true situation, but also how it related in a very direct way to her. I want you to welcome this very gifted actress in a very powerful, powerful presentation that I would say you show to your whole family. The DVD, I would even recommend that you consider showing it to the church. You might call a special service, a screening. It would be really important that you do that. Would you welcome Shari Rigby to Life Today? Shari,
thank you.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you so much.
Want you to just take us on your journey, because what happened that a lot of people didn't know, mm-hmm. and you were playing a part, but they didn't really realize how connected you were. Just tell us a little bit about your journey and your story, and then we'll see how it relates, and we'll actually see one of the more emotional moments in the film, in the movie.
Well, I was, a little girl on up. I grew up in a little town in Cooperstown, North Dakota, and so I spent most of my time in a broken-down movie theater. And so that's really where God had put this place in my heart for acting and this passion. And as my life kind of went on, my family moved to Arizona, and life really took a turn. We were kind of like what you would say, fish out of water, from a little town to a big city. And, I'd been raised in the Lutheran church when I was a little girl. And then my mom took us into the Baptist church when I was about 13. And that's when I dedicated my life to Christ. And, you know, at that point in time, I didn't know what that meant. You know, I sat there and I raised my hand, and I was just so blessed that God knew what it meant, because I knew at that point, you know, there was a change, but my life didn't emulate that change. I walked a very different path. I ended up getting involved in a very abusive relationship at a very young age, and I found myself at 16 pregnant, and I had my first baby when I was 17. And so at that point in life, you know, I was really considered very much a statistic to most, and that I really wasn't going to do a whole lot with my life. And so, just in this moment of time for me, I was married to a man that was abusive. He had dove into drugs and alcohol, and I found myself in that same place, just trying to cope with life. And my first real, you know, God just really grabbing me and shaking me up was I had been doing drugs myself, and I walked into a room and I saw my beautiful 18-month-old little boy, and I just knew he didn't deserve an identity like this. And I walked in and to the bathroom, and I just had this moment with the Lord and cried out to him, you know, as Hagar cries out, and he heard her and he heard me. And He gave me this vision of this woman standing in this mirror that was just a dead woman. And, you know, but within a few days, he turned my life around, and he gave me this first job as a model. And I just thought, wow, you know, here's something life-changing. And I went on this trip, and I came back, and little things started happening. I ended up getting out of this abusive marriage. I went back to college, and I was really determined to be something with my life, to make it better. And unfortunately, on the outside, you know, it looked good. But on the inside, it wasn't healed. And so I got into, school, and I was working real hard. And the next thing I knew, I found myself at this law firm. And I was doing great and in another relationship, but not being healed, wasn't really sure that this was a relationship I should be in. And I found myself pregnant. And, you know, I just knew that this was not something that I could face again. You know, I could not be looked like that again. And I just knew in that moment that this was not, I wasn't going to have this baby. And so the gentleman I was with at the time, that was it. We decided that I was going to go in and have this abortion. And unfortunately, you know, 20 years ago, I can't even tell you what the procedure was. I can't even go back to it. But that was another turning point of my life. And I remember very briefly after that, the relationship ended, and God gave me another change in my life and another reversal of destiny. And he brought me to the most godly man, and he gave me another chance. And this godly man, he said to me on our second date, he said, "Would you come to church with me?" And I just remember going into this church, and it was the first time that I had heard the story of grace and just the powerful message of how much Christ loved me. And so as life goes on, we were doing different things. I was planning a whole house full of babies. By 2002, that wasn't going to happen. They told me I wasn't going to have any more children. Within a very short time after that, I had a man walk into a coffee shop that my husband and I had started at church and said, "How would you like to do commercials?" And I said, "Commercials? God? Babies? Commercials? Where are we going?" And within a very short time, things just kept rolling and happening. And then by 2008, I had gone off. I had got the role on Young and the Restless, started working with the Irwins. They called me to do the Casting Crowns video for Slow Fade. Went home for a routine hysterectomy because of all the damage that had been done. And I almost died. I was on my deathbed saying goodbye to my family. And God just once again restored my life, and he gave me another chance. And the doctor leaned over me after they rushed me into surgery, and he said, "You shouldn't be here. You know, renal failure, you should have had a heart attack, all of these things." And I just knew God had a plan for me. And he gave me Acts 20:24 in that my life means nothing but to finish the race and complete the task and to glorify the grace of my Savior. And so the next few things he started doing in my life is 2009. He just rolls us into Hollywood. And this was another thing. You go from one place to going, "Okay, God, we're in an economic crisis, and this is where we're going." And then by 2010, you know, all of a sudden this phone call rings, and it's John Irwin, and he's like, "I've got this great film for you. We would love to have you. Could you please read it and let us know?" And I go driving home on the 405, that's not fast, but but I get there, and there's this beautiful printout of the script that I'm holding in my hand, and it was the first thing that God just really great gave me with October Baby, and it was the picture of Rachel Hendricks. And my husband looked at her, and he said, "Wow, you know, this girl could be your daughter." And God just started this process, and he really got to me, and he gave me all of these different moments where he showed me my little girl. I got to meet her, and he heard my cry again. And he showed me in that also a moment of these, just a sea of women's faces. And he really spoke to me saying, "This isn't about you, this is about them." And in 2010, I didn't know, you know, I got onto set a few months later, and I started shooting, and I walk in, and here's the glorious gift of standing and looking Rachel Hendricks in the eyes and going, "This is what my little girl would look like, all grown up." And then all of a sudden, I walk into the next scene, and here's this note. And as believers, you know, we know the power of the living word, that Christ has died for our sins, and we have been forgiven. But to see it written, I can't even tell you what that meant in that moment. And Christ, he just met me there. And in that moment, that when people see this, That was not acting. That was me sitting in the lap of my Savior and Him cradling me and saying, you have been forgiven. Mm. And the last scene of it was this, I go in and I sit down with my husband because I have to share with him that this is something I've done. And that also had happened in my life. You know, 6-7 years into my marriage, I had to share with this very godly man that another thing in my life that had occurred. And so it was just this moment of all of these healings, you know, and now here we are in this place where the movie's been released. And what I'm seeing is that men and women all over the United States, all over the world, are being touched by a film of Absolutely. Forgiveness yeah. and hope, and that it's okay. We don't have to be captivated by this. And life is so precious.
I want us to see that moment that she's referring to and the forgiveness that was extended to the person who had tried to abort the baby that it didn't die. Let's watch it.
Stacy,
what was going on inside when you saw that? Because that looked like you moved beyond acting right there. What happened?
You know, that was my moment. Christ was just there with me. He was just standing there, and He just put His arms around me. And really, it was that moment that I just sat there on the floor with Him, and He just cradled me, and He held me, and it was just that moment He just said to me, you've been forgiven. It's done. It's over. And, you know, to have something in 20 years of your life to be in this moment where God just so meets you there and just this peace, to have that restoration and just to feel that power of love was the most incredible moment. And I sat there for probably 15 minutes. The set was quiet when we were done, and I was mourning my loss of my little girl. And our wardrobe stylist came over, and she had just had a baby, and she sat and held me. And we just sat there, and she rejoiced in hers, and I mourned in mine, but rejoiced in knowing that she was in heaven.
We had a couple here recently that aborted their baby. They were both here and made the decision. And they actually went back and named the little baby. Mm. Kind of had a little service for her, and they love her. And I, you know, I think some of you know my story. Most of you watch this do. My mother conceived me in a forced relationship. It was a rape. she was 40 and gave birth. She was 41 only because the doctor said, I won't abort the baby, you're asking me to abort. Because she had every reason, she said, to abort the baby in her 40-year-old womb. And the doctor said, no. And the beautiful thing is that I really, really, I am full of forgiveness. And my mother knew that I forgave. My mother knew that I forgave the alcoholic, mm-hmm. who not only forced his way on her, but actually came back in our life later and tried to mm-hmm. kill her and said he was going to kill me. And I almost killed him. Mm-hmm. And I forgave him and said, I don't know you. And I picked him up in a drunken stupor. He had thrown up on himself, and I held him, and I said, I don't know you. You're my dad. I don't know you, but I love you. Mm-hmm. And there's something about not only being forgiven, mm-hmm. but forgiving.
Absolutely.
So for the girl who's in the movie to say that, that was huge for her. Uh-huh. But it was huge for the mother as you played that part. And somehow, you know, you got to wonder, your little girl, you'll see her someday.
Absolutely.
And even now, if in the witnesses, a great cloud of witnesses, don't you sense she's saying, I forgive you, and don't you want all the women who've made the mistake? Then it is a mistake because it's a life.
Yeah.
There was in my mother's womb possibilities. You may not like these possibilities. You may wish I'd been aborted. You may not like me. Mm. But my kids like me. Betty. She likes me a lot. My grandchildren like their papa. They think their papa's cool. That's the nicest compliment one of our grandkids said. Our grandparents are cool, you know, and it's, I think that.
Well, the beautiful thing is that God is ready to forgive us. He's ready right there with that forgiveness.
Absolutely.
And maybe there are women that have carried that guilt around from aborting, maybe, but just knowing that there mm-hmm. can be healing come through that forgiveness if they'll only receive it.
Absolutely. And the men and women both, you know. I mean, just in the screeners, when mm-hmm. we've been watching both. October Baby and, you know, going to the screeners all over the United States, and we've had men, you know, sitting there, and they start sharing their stories about, you know, how they'd participated, they had taken their girlfriends, and they are seeking forgiveness and healing as well. And, you know, I think that this is where we need to be those arms of Christ, you know, and really say, we need to forgive these people.
And you needed to feel that forgiveness. And you experienced
Absolutely.
It even as you saw it there.
Yep.
You were sensing it. And you yep. were sensing it because your first reference was Jesus was holding me.
Yeah.
And I think that if all of you could, and you might not want me to give you a shoulder, you might not want me to put an arm around you, you might not want to, but you could lay on my shoulder and you could cry your heart out. And I would care. And I would want to heal the broken heart. And if I feel that way, mm. as such an ordinary person, how much more does God feel that? How much more does the Lord Jesus feel that? That He wants to hold you mm-hmm. forever. He wants to forgive and to heal the broken heart. You don't need to live your life with the shame that He died to take. He took the shame, the blame.
Yeah.
The sin, the failure, He took it all for us in order that we could be freed from that load. So wherever you are, whatever you've done, you've made this decision that was not the wisest or best. You were dealing with a very real little life that had incredible potential. But God is a forgiver. We forgive. God forgives. Ask Him. And then no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you've been through, you know, you heard Sherry tell so many of the things that went on with her that God forgave her. It's like, okay, you forgot and got right, and then you made a mess again.
Yeah.
It's like you just keep falling in the pit,
yep.
and He's still there.
Yep.
He didn't leave because you made another bad decision. He's
right.
there.
Right.
He didn't leave you like sometimes people do, even family. Father, I pray for every person that you're reaching out to that they would just receive mm-hmm. your love and your grace. In Jesus' name.
Mm.
If you want someone to pray with you right now, could somebody just pray with me? We dial the number. Mm-hmm. It's a prayer line. And just say, I just agree with me. I need prayer. I want to be forgiven. Mm. You're going to be talking to people that have been forgiven. You're going to be talking to someone that cares. And I just want the best for you that God has. That's forgiveness and life and a new beginning. And I'm so grateful for October Baby. Get it. Go get the DVD. Mm-hmm. Get it. Show it to your family. Watch it. Show it to others. Show it in your church. Mm-hmm. Would you say thanks to Sherry for sharing with us? Would you just thank you. Thank God for you. I pray he blesses you. What's your website if people want to know how they could find out what you're doing or what's going on? Do you have
SherryRigby.com. That's the way that they can find me.
All
and
right.
And also looking on the OctoberBabyMovie.net is a great way. And also with OctoberBabyMovie.net, they did the Every Life is Beautiful campaign. And so that's just a great opportunity to look
that's
at
great.
That, too.
Well, check that out. And she does speak occasionally, and I'd say what you'd call kind of a major function for the glory of God, but she really believes she's supposed to be in Hollywood as a light and a witness, and I agree with that very much. Sherry, we're trying to put little shoes on little babies that have life and don't have much, and shoes on older kids. We call it Christmas shoes and Christmas smiles. I want you to watch this. I promise you're going to be blessed. Now, you'll be moved, but you're going to be blessed because, you know, when we get to bless in a special way, we get a special blessing. Watch this. I'm asking you to give as many pairs of shoes as you can to put on these beautiful, beautiful feet of these beautiful children. Thank you. Thank you for your help. I tell you what now. That's Christmas smiles and shoes right there for Christmas. She didn't have any cleft palate surgery. She got some shoes and put that big old smile on her face. And Betty, I'm just praying everybody watching during this last week when we take the Christmas shoes and Christmas smiles emphasis, that everybody watching will help us at least give, 10 children shoes. That only takes $36. 72 will give 20 children shoes, a gift of 144. You got to do the math. 144 will give 40 children shoes. At some level, you can help us. Would you do that? Is there any way you could say, I'm going to make 40 children really happy for Christmas, I'm going to give them shoes? But don't step out if you can't do that. If you can give 10, those 10, because we've targeted with the missionaries 200,000 little children in their feet to bless them. And then the smiles, Betty. I think everybody wants to give a smile to a child.
I do too. And you know, you had to have a big smile on your face when you watched that little girl dancing around in those shoes. It had to make you grin. Well, we want to put some shoes on some children's precious feet, but we want to put some smiles on some children's faces too, James.
And we can do that together. Would you dial the number right now? Like I said, this is our last week of this Christmas shoes and smiles emphasis. You dial the number. Please take your bank card, use it like a check, wisest way to use it, and make the largest gift you can. If you want to write a check, make the check to Life, but call that same number, tell us what you're mailing. Many of our friends like to go online now and make their gift. You can go to lifetoday.org and just make the gift God puts on your heart. We've got it immediately, and that helps us. We can tell the missionaries, hey, you're going to have shoes for the children in your area. And that's why we work way ahead of time. I know it's way out. The little Christmas ornament, you're not excited about that right now, but you will treasure it. Mm-hmm. And it'll bring back some great memories. Our son's book, God Wants You to Be Happy, great Bible study, great lessons. What a gifted writer. Proud of our son. He is a treasure. And we want to send you the book as well as the other things that we've mentioned, like the beautiful lion and the lamb bronze. If you'll give those smiles, those gifts for a couple of children, have a smile, $1,000, give two smiles, would you do it? Whatever you can do, we're asking you to go to the phone or go online and make that special gift. And from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for doing it.
Poverty is a killer, And because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will provide 20 pair, and a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. In appreciation of your gift, be sure to request the inspirational new book, God Wants You to Be Happy, by James and Betty's son, Randy Robison. With your gift of $100 to help provide 28 pairs of shoes, you may request this beautifully crafted shoe ornament to place on your tree each Christmas. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries, and you may request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, Betty and I want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart. And I do want to remind you to be praying that we make good decisions this year. The Christian Vote Pen is available. You can go to lifetoday.org, and we'll tell you how to get the book Indivisible. It's available both in hardback and in a soft cover. We're trying to show you the things that matter that we really need to be praying about. And of course, among that is the preciousness of life. And boy, does October Baby do that so well. Would you say again thanks to Sherry? Sherry, you are a real blessing.
Thank you.
We pray God bless you. Everything you do, I know that He will.
Thank you.
Thank all of you. Thank you so much. Thank you for making some little children really, really happy. You are such a blessing.
They're not close to God. They're just finding themselves incompatible with church. And why is that?
Removing our inner Pharisee tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.